Hello, and welcome to the Small Steps, Big Magic February Meditation. As always, I invite you to get comfortable. Find a comfortable seated or laying down position. In fact, you could listen to this walking with your eyes open if you preferred to. Whatever works for you is the right way to listen to this. Once you're comfortable and ready to be guided through this visualization, I want you to start out by envisioning a warmth beginning in your stomach, in your tummy, in your abdomen. In that powerful area of your body where you digest your food. It's close to your solar plexus. And we are going to be focusing on the warmth and the heat and the power that comes from your core. And even though it's warm and it's very, very strong, I want you to also focus on relaxing any hidden tension. We can hold a lot of tension in our guts and in our abdomens. That idea of a sensitive stomach is a real phenomenon. We live in a busy and very often anxiety-producing world, and we can feel that. And we often feel it in our stomachs. So take a minute or two and just take a deep breath in and out. In and out. And as you let those breaths out, try to release any tension that was hidden in there. And as you take them in, expand that stomach area, expand that abdomen in a relaxed way. Let it rise up like a beautiful loaf of dough, expanding gently and then caving back in on itself as you let it out. And in just a minute, we're going to do a very simple breathing exercise. That's going to help to cleanse our systems and also to build up that warmth. I want you to start to imagine a glowing red energy coming from your core. It's keeping you warm. It keeps all of your internal organs healthy and at the right temperature so that they can do their job. There's so many organs in our body that we just don't ever even think about. And I want you to take a minute to thank them, feel that warmth and that energy surrounding them, and appreciate that your stomach is digesting the food that you eat, that your small intestine and large intestine is absorbing all those nutrients, that your liver and your kidney are doing their job, that your bladder is filtering things out. There's so many jobs that get done in there. And we are so amazingly complicated as creatures, and yet our creaturely body just does. It just goes on. It does that work without us even thinking about it. So take a minute, and this might be challenging. I want you to take your hand and I want you to place it with love on your stomach. All right, and this is a sensitive area. I know as women, there is a lot of hate put onto what our stomach looks like. It's a place where we can feel self-conscious and wish that we looked different. And yet, that whole region of our body is doing so much for us. We are designed to be kept warm, actually. Women's bodies are designed to keep us warm in our core. It's a survival mechanism. It's really to survive a child that you may bearing. And men's bodies are designed to keep the warmth distributed throughout, because as a survival mechanism, they might need to go out hunting. If you think back to the olden days, they might need to go out and defend the area. And so if you're a woman and you're cold all the time, that's real. That's legit. Your body is actually designed so that the extremities become cooler and you feel that coldness, but our bodies are amazing, and it is keeping your core safe. It is keeping all of your vital organs functioning despite what's happening outside of your body. So I want you to take that hand and just place it with love, okay? With letting go of any negative thoughts or judgments. If they arise, just acknowledge them and acknowledge that they're coming from outside of you. And feel that warmth, feel that fire, that warm red light, that warm red glow in your core. And feel the love that you can give to your body for the amazing job that it does for you every day. For the amazing digesting and filtering and processing that's happening on so many levels. And it happens for you. It happens to keep you alive so that you can do your amazing work in this world as a human, as a friend, as a citizen of this planet. Your amazing internal organs and that glowing, warm core light that you're focusing on, it's all there to keep you alive so that you can be your best self. And if it feels good and natural to give your abdomen a gentle rub, you can rub it with love and just send that love into your body in appreciation. If you'd rather place your hands with stillness over some different parts of your body and let it rest for a minute, a little higher for your stomach, a little lower for your intestines, off to the sides for some of those other organs, and just send that love and appreciation to all of the complex parts of your body that are in there. The color red that you are feeling and generating in your core begins to expand, and it expands from those core vital organs, and it begins to flow out through your body just as your blood pumps through your system, bringing nutrients to your entire body and bringing that warm red glow throughout your entire body. You are sending that warmth and that red light from those core muscles doing so many jobs out to every capillary in your body, which is delivering that warmth to every cell of your body. And it is spreading that fire and that passion for who you are and the things that you love. Whether you love the hobbies that you love, doing puzzles, playing games, drinking tea, cooking food, to your purpose in this world as a leader in your community, as a caring voice, as a friend, to the role in your family, as a daughter, a son, a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a cousin, all of the roles that you fulfill are being seeded by this red warmth that sustains you so that you can be you And you are more than just the sum of your parts. Your hobbies and your passions and your vocation and your work and your relationships, those are just part of you. But that warmth that's generated in your core, that represents who you are at the deepest level. A creative being, full of power, full of energy, full of life, and full of love to give to this world. Love can be manifested in many different forms, from the smallest gesture of putting a book back on the shelf with intention, to the relationships that we create with our loved ones, to the passion that you bring and how you spend your time every day. That red light emanating from your core and being carried to every cell of your body is planting the seeds of purpose and providing you the energy and sustaining you through all of the complex functionings of your body as you go about your day and make your choices. So as you go about today, spend a little bit of time appreciating how much your body does for you. How much happens within you that so often goes unnoticed? Perhaps this is a greater metaphor of the day-to-day interactions that often go unnoticed. The miracle of how your mail got into your mailbox. From the person that put the stamp on it at the beginning, the person that put it into the first mailbox, the mail carrier who picked it up, who took it to a processing center, to a bigger processing center, onto a truck, onto a plane, delivered to somebody else, to another processing center, maybe more processing centers until a mail carrier took it and put it in the mailbox at your house. It is a complex miracle with so many people and machines coming into play. The food at the grocery store has an even greater complexity to how it got to you. The flowers in the grass at the park, that the seed was carried by a bird from another field across town. The world is full of complex and intricately related happenings that so often go unnoticed. And we can bring that sense of wonder to our eyes as we go about our day-to-day life. So as our bodies are filled with this red warmth that was carried to us from our myriad internal organs to every cell of our body, is now going to be brought back to our core, just as the blood brings back the unnecessary waste items to be cleansed out of your system. It begins to retreat. The red warmth and warming energy away from your fingertips, receding down your limbs, concentrating itself back in your core. Just as you've experienced today, it is always there for you. Your organs are always doing that work and taking care of you. Place your hands once again onto your abdomen and core region with love and gratitude for all of the complexities that are happening inside of you. And remember that that red warmth and core passion is there for you there to sustain you, to allow you to live your life and be your best self. And any time that you need to be reminded, you can gently place your hand on your abdomen with love and gratitude to feel some of that core strength and power. You can continue to wiggle your fingers and toes and gently open your eyes if they've been closed, and take that new vision for the complexities of the world with you. As you notice things around you, even the furniture that you are sitting on has a complex history of many people from the forest or the tree farm that made the wood, to the hands that crafted it, the machines that built it, the mail carriers and delivery people that brought it. There are so many miracles of our modern world. Take that with you. Take that passion and that excitement and that love and gratitude for all that so often goes unnoticed. And carry it with you as you continue your day, your week, and your month.